It's Leave It to Beaver 1980.
Hello, Mother. I'm home.
Arthur.
I'm home. Mother.
That's nice, dear.
Mom.
Where's Beaver?
Dear, you're Beaver and you're right here.
If you see him, tell him I'll be upstairs in his room waiting for him.
Hello, Joe.
Hello, dear.
Have a nice day.
Well, Ward, I'm concerned that Beaver is getting a little lonely. Do you think maybe we could talk to Wally and they could spend a little more time together?
Certainly, dear. I remember as a boy.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. I'm home.
Hello, Wally.
Hello, dear.
Wally, your mother and I would like you to spend a little more time with the Beaver. Maybe take him to a matinee or something.
Dad, Beaver's 36 years old. I'm gonna go wash up for supper.
Wally? Can we play some?
Beaver, I'm 42 years old. I'm too old to play games, and you are too.
Wally.
Yeah.
Remember when we have pillow fights like this?
Yeah. Beaver, don't hit yourself. That's not a pillow. That's the typewriter. Beaver, you little fruitcake, you knocked yourself cold. Mom and Dad, Beaver just got knocked out. You better come upstairs.
Wally, sprinkle some water on him.
He's coming, too.
Oh. Well, hello, Mother and Father. It's me, Theodore Cleaver, your son. Wallace, my eldest brother, and I were playing, and I had been hit in the head with an electric typewriter.
Beaver, your voice.
Ward.
June, I'm as amazed as you are.
Yes, Mr. Cleaver and Mrs. Cleaver, sometimes a blow to the head, much like the one I received, can cause a complete reversal in one's innermost personality.
Wally, what happened?
Well, he just hit himself with the typewriter like this.
Ouch. I say, ouch, Mom and Dad. I don't feel too good.
Hey, Mom, this is fun. Every time he hit the little goof, he changes personalities.
I'm going up
stairs to my bedroom where I reside. Yes, horseplay can be dangerous, as you can
see. I don't feel too
good. Yes, Mother and Father, I have had better moments, to be sure. I feel I have a concussion caused by getting
socked in my noggin.
June, if we hit him one more time and leave him that way, he'll sound normal, intelligent, and we'll be
able Ward, how could you?
Well,
Mom, Beaver's getting this big dent on the side of his head.
Oh, no. Ward, what do we do?
I suppose we call a doctor immediately, June.
Dad, let me call Eddie, and he can bring over a crowbar instead. He'd like to get a load of this.
Wally!
Just kidding, Dad.
Leave It to Beaver 1980, a Squadmaster's presentation.